This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with a feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi, citing a report of International Labour Organization, said, presently, most of the populace in India is taking advantage of one social protection benefit or the other. Mr. Modi highlighted that these successes have instilled confidence that the coming times will be even better and India will become even stronger at every step. In his address, the Prime Minister also talked about women-led development, which is creating a new future for India, as women of the country today are lending a new direction not only for themselves but for the entire society.
Women-led development ka mantra Bharat ka naya bhavishya gadhne ke liye tayar hai. Hamari mataye, behne, betiyan aaj sirf apne liye hi nahi बल्कि पूरे समाज के लिए नई दिशा बना रही है। आप तेलंगाना के भद्राचलम की महिलाओं की सफलता के बारे में जानेंगे तो आपको भी अच्छा लगेगा। ये महिलाएं कभी खेतों में मजदूरी करती थी, रोजी रोटी के लिए दिन भर मेहनत करती थी। आज वही महिलाएं मिलेट्स श्री अन्न से बिस्किट बना रही हैं।
Mr. Modi said, Bodoland in Assam today stands out in the country with a new face and a new identity. He said the energy and confidence that the youth there have is most visible on the football field. The Prime Minister said, in the Bodo territorial area, the Bodoland CEM Cup is being organized, which has become a celebration of unity and hope. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today formally inaugurated the headquarters of the National Turmeric Board at Nizamabad in Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has fulfilled the 40-year-old dream of turmeric farmers and the people by sanctioning the National Turmeric Board to Nizamabad. Stating that the centre is committed for the welfare of turmeric farmers, he said $1 billion exports of turmeric should be achieved by 2030.
भारत भर के करोड़ों किसान और विशेषकर तेलंगाना के हल्दी के खेती करने वाले सभी किसानों की 40 साल से मांग थी कि राष्ट्रीय हल्दी बोर्ड बनाया जाए। आज मोदी जी ने इसको विधिवत रूप से पूरा करने का काम किया। एक वादा देश के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने देश भर के हल्दी की खेती करने वाले किसानों को किया था और विशेषकर तेलंगाना और निजामाबाद में किया था, वो वादा आज पूरा हो जाने है।
The Odisha government has ordered a high-level administrative inquiry into the deaths due to stampede near Sri Gundicha temple at Sardabali in Puri that occurred early this morning. Development Commissioner of Odisha, Anu Garg, will probe into the tragic incident in which three devotees, including two women, died and many others sustained serious injuries. The mishap took place between 4 to 4:30 this morning when a massive crowd had gathered for darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra on their respective chariots. The Odisha government has also declared an ex gratia amount of 25 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the deceased. The state government transferred the district magistrate and superintendent of police of Puri for their negligence in duties. Two other senior police officials have also been suspended from the service. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has deeply condoled the death of devotees and said his government will not tolerate negligence towards the safety of the devotees. In Rajasthan, four persons died and eight others injured in a mudsliding incident which took place in Bharatpur district. The incident took place near the Jangi Kanangla village under Roopwas police station. Three persons died on the spot while one more person died during treatment. Police told that the incident occurred at a site where pipeline work for the Chambal project was underway. The company had dug a deep pit before the rains, but the work was left incomplete. Meanwhile, nearby villagers went there to collect clay and the sudden collapse of the pit led to the accident. The monsoon has covered the entire country today, 9 days before the normal date. Heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is likely to continue over many parts of Jharkhand, Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Northeast India during next 7 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.